I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Maggie Steffens, three-time Olympic gold medalist and current record holder for most goals in the Olympic Games. Training for the Olympics, it can get so stressful. It's nice to be able to just enjoy the water. It's my happy place. When that happy place is ruined by trash, it makes me sad. If we don't dispose of our litter properly, it affects our precious waterways. Don't drop trash and make sure plastics get in the right recycling bin. Please do the right thing to help keep our highways and waterways clean. Visit cleanwaterca.com.
Brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
McFarland, McFarland Energy, thanks so much for sponsoring the Bradfo Show as we head into the final game of the 2022 season. As we tape this, one last sit down with JD Martinez. Ironically, it was a sit down with JD Martinez while he was cleaning out his locker, literally killing two birds with one stone, actually making his final appearance on the Bradfo Show in 2022. And maybe as a member of the Red Sox, and cleaning out his locker. That's when people clean out their lockers. We are there to talk to them. It's a good conversation, as always, with JD. Listen, I mean, it's been a long time, right? 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. You get to the end of this contract, 5 years. Everyone's talking about a lot of guys leaving. Well, this is one of the most important guys, one of the guys who made one of the biggest impacts, as we talked about in this conversation. So felt was it important to sort of to chop it up with JD one last time before potentially he leaves. Who knows what's going to happen? But you know, I think it's a worthwhile conversation, an important conversation, and as always, an entertaining conversation. All right, subscribe, listen, review, rate, good one, and listen. Listen, of course. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And, of course, the last game, game 162, we have Xander Bogaerts, because that's what we do. All right, JD Martinez, here you go.
So with as we sit here, this one day to go, I know that we talked a couple weeks ago, but does it feel any different at all?
No.
Day by day?
Yeah. Same old.
You're hitting well.
Yeah. Feel better. I feel like I've, you know, addressed something, and I'm kind of excited for the off season, honestly, just because I know that I never felt more confident about what I have to fix, you know.
Same thing. Swing.
Yeah, like I'm very confident about, like, oh shit, I see it now. Like, this is what I gotta fix. Mm. You know, this is what broke in my swing. This is what I have to spend a couple months on repatterning.
So when we talked before, that was about the nervous system stuff. Is that what you're talking about, the preparation, or is it like a mechanical thing in your...
No, I think it's a mechanical thing. I think the preparation stuff is going to help me a lot more. Mm-hmm. Just because it's going to help me, you know, with my body and like bouncing back and, you know, like turning it on. That's another thing, but this is an actual like mechanical adjustment that I need to address in my swing.
When did that happen, and how did it happen?
2018 or 19? Oh. I mean, 19.
What, you, the mechanical thing?
Yeah, that's when it kind of crept in.
Oh, it did. Oh wow, look at you.
Yeah, I did a full deep dive.
So when
criminal investigation, CSI.
We do like a true crime. Who? How did that come about?
What do you mean?
No, how did you find it?
Just kind of just like diving in and like looking in and be like, all right, when did this start? And just going back. I mean, that's why the luxury of having so many videos, you know, it's just being able to like go back and do these things and address these things, you know, of like, okay, where did it go bad? Oh shit, here, look at this. Nope, you're still doing it here, you're still doing it here, you're still doing it there.
It wasn't something you were doing like all the time, just once in a while, and that you started doing more and more?
Slowly became like a habit.
And yeah.
I guess I thought it was okay, and it really wasn't, you know? I thought I could get away with it. I mean, it shows you learn about your swing every day.
Was there a eureka, aha sort of moment when you said, if it was, it must have been a good feeling? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a...
Were you like in a Starbucks or...?
No. It was like, honestly, like just... I mean, I saw it before we were working on it, and then I really started seeing the difference when we're flying back from Toronto, and I was like, wait a minute, dude, this is it, bro. This is like...
Wait, just now?
Yeah, pretty much, like as of late. Like, it was something we were working on, but I didn't really believe in it. Like, we kind of... It's a long story. Okay. I don't know.
I like stories. Come on, let's go. And I may never see you again.
We tried to do it in Cincinnati, and it worked. I was like, oh, shit, there's something to this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, then I hit the home run, and I hit the other one, and then I tried to fix something else because I saw something, and then I lost this, and I didn't realize that I lost this certain move I was making. And then I was like, okay, let me try to make this move again.
Mm-hmm.
And then started doing it, and then I started hitting again. And then I'm like, okay, let me fix something else. I want to fix this because this is kind of like whatever. Started doing that, and then it stopped hitting, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. Let me do this again. And then I do it, and then I was like, oh shit, well, there's obviously something to this. And then the more I dove into it, I was like, oh crap, that's what it is. Look at this. And then that's kind of how it went.
But that's a major, I mean, it's not like, doesn't sound like a small adjustment if you're that, if you're pinpointing this as the biggest thing that's gonna, you know, paint your future.
No, it's not a like a little.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, but it's big, but it's really not. It's just a patterning thing, you know?
Right.
It's like, bro, you got to pattern the moves the right way. And then once you can do that, and you don't have to think about doing it, I feel like that's when you're really going to start seeing the...
So what is it?
It's my hand load, my transition in my hand load.
It's
hard to explain.
No, I liked it. Come on. We can't talk about this. This is good. And so when you...
It's like, I had to show you on video and all this shit.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but pretty much it's the way that my hands were lifting with my hands above my elbow.
Yep.
So we'd create a dump move, so I would be late on balls.
Okay.
Versus lifting with my elbow. You know, and it's more complicated.
So you
want than that.
So you want to lift, here you go, because I like science. You want to lift your hand with your elbow leading.
Yeah.
And you weren't. You were lifting with your hand was going first and your elbow.
Yes.
See, I wasn't that complicated.
Well, I mean, in theory, yeah. There's a lot more to that.
Yeah.
Because then you answer, anybody could see it, but then you have to go to, okay, well, why? And then now you have to fucking dive deep, and that's a whole other answer. So.
What was the cause and effect of this? Like, so is this like not lifting the ball? Is it not?
It's just everything.
Really?
It's my path. It's JD. You know, it's who JD is. It's
right.
Like, what makes me so good is my ability to, like, hit the ball consistently on the barrel with the right flight, you know? And I'm able to do that because my path is broken.
See, that makes sense. I like science. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen here in the next, whatever, couple months. But, you know, in your perfect world, you would like to come back?
Yeah. Not up to me, though.
Let me guess. It's a harm question.
You guys love that one, huh?
I mean, I do.
Try to give you the spill of beans.
Yeah. Did they ever offer you talk at all? No. Not necessarily. No talks at all? This, nothing? Do you feel like heading in, like, with the success at the end of the year, the last month, that you feel good about where you're heading, like in terms of wherever it might be?
Yeah. I'm excited about it, honestly.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I really am. I'm just excited because I'm going to train differently. I'm excited because I'm not just going into the off season to hit. I'm going to the off season to fix this, you know. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
And you've also, you've gone through the free agent thing before, so you know how to balance training and not worrying about it. I mean, that was the ultimate test where you had to wait till February, late February, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I don't.
Is that a Scott question?
Yeah, I really don't face, you know. Look at it either way. I just feel like whoever believes in me, I mean, Red Sox believes in me when no one else did, right? And I think it paid out pretty good for him. Detroit believed in me. Mm-hmm. I think it paid out good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arizona believed in me. It paid out good for them. You know, so it's the way I feel. I've always rewarded the teams that believed in me. So,
see who's next. Are you proud of the mark that you left here? I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, across the board. That's what I'm talking about. Here I am. I'm building you up right now. Right? But, I mean, this is, you left not only World Series, obviously, but a mark here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can look back no matter what happens. Is that, you know, and I actually had people on Twitter said, well, what do you want to ask JD? And they were just like, just thank him.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I'm the messenger. Thank you.
I said thank you. Yeah. You know, I appreciate it. I know it's, you know, obviously I wish I could have been, can always be better, obviously. But I appreciate it.
Can you look back now and just appreciate the 5 years?
I can hold my head up high here. You know, honestly, like, I had a great time, you know. Boston was a great place. It was a very special place to me. It always will be. So I spent more time in this organization than I have anywhere else.
All right.
It's been fun. It's been, like, I'm back. Awesome. You know, it's a Heim question. Not a JD question, but...
Man, all these Heim questions and Scott questions.
No, dude. You haven't talked to Heim about it?
Hey, you don't think I've talked to Heim? We already started the Make It Happen Foundation for Xander, so now some of the funds are going to you.
Yeah, right.
The Make It Happen Foundation.
That's funny.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, of course.
Any other message for everybody?
No, thank you for the love over the years, and
35.
I appreciate it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,